Okay, I'm in a really good location to record, actually. I've managed to hijack the Unthanks dressing room. There is a little problem. They are doing a sound check at the moment, and they've been doing a sound check for quite a while, and they're probably going to come back in like 5 or 10 minutes. So hopefully I get a chance to read this dollop out without interruption, but the Unthanks might come into their dressing room and shoot me out. We haven't been on Jules Holland, so I can't expect to just hijack their dressing room and get away with it. Anyway, David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 44, in which I get a local commercial radio presenter fired. I was tempted, knowing that we'd be asked the same questions by the 7 BBC local radio stations we were on yesterday, to give a different answer to the one same question. I could then take recordings of all the interviews and play our different answers back to back for today's dollop. But perhaps this wouldn't have been taking our PR campaign very seriously. Plus, I realised that the time and effort that it would take me to visit each radio station's website, find the show and the time that we were on, and then edit all the clips together, would probably be 10 times more labour-intensive than writing a blog post. And it's not that you're not worth the time and effort, it's just that I'm not sure that the idea would have really been worth it, given that we'd essentially be destroying our relationship with BBC Local Radio. If it was commercial radio, then that might be different. I could take a look at the radio station's sponsors and advertisers beforehand, and then deliberately work their rival businesses into my answer. So, tell us, how did you meet? Well, it all started in Costa Coffee. That's where we first met on that magical day. We were all ordering one of their delicious and affordable coffees, and there's just something about their drinks that promotes a feeling of sociability and an atmosphere of positivity, as if the place is bristling with possibility. All these factors, which I think are synonymous with the Costa Coffee outlets, just created the perfect environment for the three of us to start chatting, and we decided that we should be in a folk group together. I know this sounds fantastical, but you know, that's the power of Costa Coffee, to make incredible possibilities a reality. Oh, well, that's a great story, guys, but I'm sure that the same thing would have happened if you'd have been at Starbucks, which, personally, I find to be a much better establishment. Well, it's interesting you should say that, actually, because we realised afterwards that the three of us had been in a Starbucks at the same time on about 10 separate occasions, and strangely, we never spoke, but it was just something about the atmosphere and the coffee that was brewed by Costa that brought the three of us to speak to each other. And that's when the magic happened. Amazing, really. So I suppose that sort of proves scientifically that Costa is better than Starbucks. Not as such, because actually, I have my planning meetings for these shows in Starbucks. And I think the atmosphere and the coffee of Starbucks has led me to making the show what it is. I'm not sure if you're really helping your case here. No, I am, because we have had such great ideas in Starbucks. In Starbucks, it was where we had the idea for our mystery voice competition. It's quite ingenious, really. We play a clip of a celebrity talking, and then people have to call in and say who they think it is. In fact, it was also in Starbucks, taking a sip of their one of their excellent cappuccinos, that I had the idea to do a mystery sound competition. So, for instance, we might play a mooing sound, and then people have to ring in and guess what it is. And when someone says cow, we give them a free pencil. Oh, shit, I've just given away the answer to the competition. Oh, shit, and now I've just said shit. Oh, fuck, and now I've said fuck. They're definitely going to sack me. Well, if I were you, I'd get yourself to Costa Coffee, where you'll almost certainly meet your next boss, who'll offer you much more money to work for a better radio station.
Hey, yo.
Who's this?
Oh, it's Chris.
Have you finished your sound check?
Yeah, Rich Lane's just went down.
Right. So close I was to finishing. I was just saying, will I finish reading this blog post before the Unthanks get here?
Well, I don't know what they're doing, but you know, carry on.
Hi, David.
Hello, Becky. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. I hijacked your dressing room while you weren't in it.
Disgrace.
And then you turned up.
No.
I was just saying to... I was just reading a blog and I was just saying, will I finish before the Unthanks return to their dressing room and find me out? And I was 2 minutes away. But unfortunately, you caught me out. Okay, sorry about that, everybody. I've ruined the narrative now. That was quite an effective narrative. I'm unfortunately now in the disabled toilet. And I don't feel guilty about that.
Be
because I am disabled. So there might be a real needy disabled person. No, it's okay, don't worry. It's our toilet. It's a disabled toilet, but it's not for disabled people. Disabled people can use it, but I mean, it's just the toilet that happens to be a disabled toilet that's near our dressing rooms, but we're the only people here. So don't worry, I'm not. No one's going to urinate themselves because of the David's Daily Digital Dollop. So it's quite echoey. Sorry about that. Well, actually, now that I'm going to get fired from here anyway, I have... See, someone's trying to get into the toilet. But I'm too busy reading. I will be 2 minutes reading a blog. Well, actually, poor Mike, who's one of the artists, he wants to go to the toilet, but I'm in here. And I keep moving around. So I'm going to quickly finish this. It's literally 2 minutes. Well, actually, now that I'm going to get fired from here anyway, I have no qualms recommending Costa, in spite of the fact that we're actually sponsored by Starbucks. I shall take your advice. Thank you, David. Thank you. You've really helped me. I was wanting to get out of this shithole and work somewhere else anyway. So you've technically saved my bacon. Oh, and when it comes to bacon, then you really should get yourself to Thompson's Butchers, located just opposite the... No, hang on. What am I doing? I don't need to say shit like this anymore. Thompson's is terrible. They put water and chemicals in the meat. Ah, this feels great. I'm free. I feel free. I can do whatever I like. I can say whatever I like. Well, okay. I was meant to play Simply Red now, but I've decided I'm going to play Cradle of Filth. Ha! I'm free! Thank you so much, David. No problem. Although, thinking about it, I've just remembered that actually it was Starbucks where we met, not Costa. Yeah, the magic happened in Starbucks. So I'll just to set the scene here, I'm sitting on the toilet reading this. When we first started, I used to record every interview that we did. But now that we've done so many interviews, I've given up bothering. It's not as if I'm going to listen to these interviews years in the future. And if there is ever a point that I get a sudden urge to listen to our interview from 30 years ago on BBC Radio Merseyside, then something has gone tragically wrong with my life. I've been writing this blog post in the Young'un's van, although it has not been as difficult as I anticipated yesterday. It's been hard writing a blog post at 6:30 in the morning after only 4 hours of sleep, but Michael is travelling separately in his car because he is seeing his girlfriend afterwards and therefore is travelling a different route back. Meaning that I've actually had some space to write. The audio version of these on-the-road blogs should make for very interesting listening. Well, I hope you're agreeing with that as I hold someone up who needs the toilet. As they are likely to be recorded from some very odd environments. Yes. This is testament to that. Yesterday I recorded sitting cross-legged on the stairs between the dressing rooms with a laptop on my lap, my braille display on top of that, and my digital recorder positioned on top of that. People kept walking past me, wondering what on earth was going on. At one point, my blog reading was interrupted by Adrian from the Unthanks, who decided that he fancied a chat. But I hope that these weird locations and odd interruptions will make for an interesting listening experience rather than an annoying one. To be honest, the interruptions were probably more entertaining than the actual written blog that I was reading. I finished editing the audio up until a minute before going on stage, and then uploaded the podcast and published the blog to the website during the interval, which was a close thing given that Middlesbrough Town Hall's internet was so slow. But I managed to get everything online at about 9:30. But this challenge seems to be as much of a practical one as a creative one, as I am at the mercy of Wi-Fi access. Terrible Wi-Fi access today. Haven't actually got any, I don't think. I'm going to have to try using my mobile internet connection, which will be interesting to upload the audio from. I'm not sure if that's going to work. If I can't get online at our gig in Manchester, then the podcast version won't be uploaded until after midnight when I'm back home in Sheffield. So far, I've managed to publish both audio and written versions every day for 43 days. Maybe, if there is no Wi-Fi access at the gig, I can pop to Starbucks or Costa. I don't mind which, I don't really go to either of them, but I am happy to exploit them for their Wi-Fi. That's it, that's the end of that. Someone can actually go to the toilet now. There we go. Let's just hope the poor person who wanted to go to the toilet hasn't wet themselves, but it's for a worthy cause.